Good morning or afternoon to anyone that is listening. My name is Cameron, and today I will talk to you about the living world, including biodiversity, the diversity of life in the world, or in particular, the landscape or ecosystem. Biodiversity is the variability among living organisms from all sources, including terrestrial, marine, and other aquatic ecosystems, and the ecological complexes of which they are part. This includes diversity within species, between species, and of ecosystems. Biodiversity is typically a measure of variation at the genetic, species, and ecosystem level. The more genetically diverse a population is, the better it can respond to environmental stressors. Ecosystems that have a larger number of species are more likely to recover from disturbances. However, a loss of habitat leads to a loss of specialist species, followed by a loss of generalist species, leading to a population bottleneck, which can lead to a loss of genetic diversity. It also leads to reduced numbers of species that have territorial requirements. There, ecosystem services are grouped into four broad categories: provisioning, production of food and water, regulating, control of climate and disease, supporting nutrient cycles and oxygen production, and cultural, spiritual, and recreational benefits. Anthropogenic activities can disrupt ecosystem services, potentially resulting in economic and ecological consequences. Island biogeography is the study of ecological relationships and distribution of organisms on islands and of these organisms. Community structures. Islands have been colonized in the past by new species arriving from elsewhere. Many island species have evolved to the specialist versus generalist because of the limited resources, such as food and territory. On most islands, the long-term survival of specialists may be jeopardized if and when invasive species, typically generalist, introducing and outcompete the specialist. Ecological tolerance refers to the range of conditions such as temperature, salinity, flow rate, and sunlight that an organism can endure before injury or death results. Ecological tolerance can apply to individuals and to species. Organisms adapt to their environment over time, both in short and long-term scales, via incremental changes at the genetic level. Environmental changes, either sudden or gradual, may threaten a species' survival, requiring individuals to alter behaviors, move, or perish.